What did the snail say when it was riding on the back of the turtle? Whee! I got that over with. Okay. I have one announcement for Scott. Is Scott here? We found the brick. That's an in joke, fellas. For those of you, well, welcome to all of the people that haven't been here all week. You probably won't have an idea of what's going on, but just talk to somebody down the row and they'll explain it all to you. First on tonight, on our fabulous Augusta stage, is Patty Lumen. And Patty is sort of the director of the West Virginia Dulcimer Gathering that meets twice a year. And you know, if you noticed when I was playing in the jam sessions, I always cozied up to her, you know. I'd get my dulcimer real close because she just plays so solid, you know. And me, I'm ragged, you know. So it was really nice to have her around. Let me introduce to you tonight, Patty Lumen.
Or something, please. Back in the 30s and the early 40s, our parents required us, that is my friends, I, our certain age, teenagers, to go to the Mannington Fair every year. And we had to listen to a man by the name of Russell Fluharty, who was a hammered dulcimer player. We hated it. we hated that thing, that's the instrument, and we hated that music. Now, 50 years later, I'm playing that thing and that music. So, first of all, I'd like to do a couple of tunes that were Russell's favorites. And the first one is called The West Virginia Waltz, which is an unpublished piece, but he played a lot. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the two people on each side of me. The first person over here is Betty Mattingly, who's from Oakland, Maryland, and who keeps traditional music alive over there. And then, yes, thank you, that's right, okay. And on this side is John Lilly of the Augusta staff here, who I found out to be a great guitar player, and y'all heard him today probably down there at the Ram Festival playing upright bass. So on this next one, which was sort of Russell's theme song because his wife's name was Marjorie, we're going to play that particular tune, and we'll have the second verse sung by John Lilly. When you and I were young, Maggie. Thank you again. Besides Russell, who was a great inspiration and who was a dear friend for all those years that he was living, the other gentleman that truly influenced my life was Whirly Gardner. I'd had one of Russell's dulcimers and never could seem to get the hang of it. It was tuned in force. Back in the early 60s, Whirly Gardner his brother was making dulcimers, and I got one of his, and Whirly gave me a lesson. And from then on, it was love at first sight and playing this particular instrument. Later, I got a Rossetti, which is wonderful. But I'd like to play two tunes of Whirly's now, and the first one is what he called the West Virginia Birdie, sort of a square dance tune. Thank you. Thank you. The other tune is another West Virginia tune that is more common in North Central West Virginia. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Sloan Skaggs, and he lived over in the Middle Ridge area. And he wrote the tune, and it's called the Middle Ridge Waltz. Class, notice the boo-boo? Okay. Thanks. We all make mistakes. Thanks. Okay, the last number that we'd like to do is a medley, and this medley is a Carter medley. I love Carter music, the Carter family music. So the first one is Sweet Fern. The second one is Wildwood Flower, which some say should be West Virginia state anthem. And then the third one is The Meeting in the Air.
Thank you.
much.
I got it wrong. The joke goes like this. What did the snail say when it was riding on the back of the turtle? Whoa! Some of you, those of us who have been here all week understand that there is a ramp festival going on. Some of you may not understand why there is a dinosaur on the stage. And I was told backstage that maybe you might be a little confused by a green dinosaur made out of potatoes. And I was sent out here to explain the significance. And it's a Ramptosaurus, folks, a Ramptosaurus. And there's a whole thing here about the Ramptosaurus of the family Odoriferous. I got that right that time, yes. And there's a whole thing about the characteristics and background, which I will put over by the Ramptosaurus, so that in the intermission, if you don't have anything else to do, you can come over and I'll do that right now. Now, there's been also a debate backstage as to why there are these balloons on stage. Half of the backstage crew in the green room think that they're supposed to be ramps. But I have a theory. I think they're full of ramp gas. And one of you who may be very brave during intermission may want to pop one and find out, okay? Well, I'm here to introduce the next guy. Anybody that's been here for a week, anybody that's been around Keith for more than a day will understand it when I say that Keith is who I want to be when I grow up. Keith is a dulcimer maker, just like me. Keith is a member of the Mill Run band. Well, I am not, of course. And Keith is running a bunch of classes down in the Washington area on auto harp and dulcimer and backup guitar. And so I'd like to introduce to you right now, Keith Young.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce to you, first of all, here, my partner in crime. He's from my area, and he teaches old-time backup guitar for me. We got some group lessons there in Annandale, Virginia, and a good friend of mine. Like to welcome him, Jim Jones. I borrowed this dulcimer. I had a couple, but this is made. I'm christening this one. It's what you might call a virgin dulcimer. Never been plucked before on stage. But I'd like I'd like to introduce to you the guy who made this week. He finished it up on Wednesday, I believe it was. His name is James Lester Toothman. Jim, will you stand up? Thanks for letting me use this. Now, I could have used all the rest of them, too, but that would have been too many changes here up here because each one of them was really a professional kind of thing that I would be proud to play on stage. So they all did a wonderful job. But here, I want you to listen to this one and see what it sounds like. The name of that tune was Uncloudy Day, an old hymn that we kind of like to sing too once in a while. This next tune is an old-timer, and it's not exactly a philosophy of life, but the name of the tune is I Can't Change It. Now, that's not really in our philosophy as craftsmen, is it? We can change almost anything. But there are a few things that you can't change, and so this is kind of a silly song about I can't change it. Lester, I'm really giving your tuners there a big workout today. Just show everybody that this dulcimer can take it.
I got but one shirt to my back.
that I'd get married like most young foolish men. So I found a girl and bought the ring, got married there and then. But when the job was over and the faith come down a peg, her hair, her eye, her teeth were false, and she had a wooden leg. But I can't change it, can't change it. What a great surprise to me. She was half a woman and half a tree. But I can't change it. Ain't no use to try. I'll pack her up for kindling wood in the sweet by and by. I see a smile on your face there. So a baby was born to our house. She was our pride and joy. But like Grover Cleveland, what we wanted was a boy. But I can't change it, can't change it. Told the doctor what we wanted, but he only smiled and then he said, I can't change it. But I hope you have a dozen boys in the sweet by and by. Here's a kind of a very interesting old song. It hadn't really been recorded very much. Carter family did it a long time ago, in the 20s or 30s or something like that. And it's a song that's got a neat little twist at the end. It doesn't exactly turn out like you expect. So listen closely. If ever I have had I smile to think that through all I've seen, you've been a friend to me. Well, I'll never forget where. I'm sure a lot of you have met a lot of new friends at Augusta, and that song is called You've Been a Friend to Me, and I like to play that to my class and everybody here that I've met. Actually, the song that I introduced there was the next song that I'm going to play. But I'm glad you were paying very close attention. And you're wondering, let's see, what is the surprise? Well, that's it, that I introduced the wrong song. This is the old Carter family tune I was telling you about. Of 100 years old. About this love that almost, well, you'll find out. It's called The Only Girl. A maiden sweet and fair, and a lad who loved her better than his life. He would plead in every way just to have her name the day that he might claim her for his little wife. When on the street they'd meet, a question he'd repeat, she would laugh and turn her little face away, till he saw with grief and that his pleadings were in vain. In a jealous rage she humbly heard him say, "You are the only girl I ever cared about. You are the one I love and cannot live without. Won't you brighten up my life? Come and be my little wife. You are the only girl." Till one day he passed her door, another girl was walking by his side, and they seemed so bright and gay as they strolled along the way. In a jealous rage he recalled his words in prayer, "You are the only girl I ever cared about. You one I love and cannot live without. Won't you brighten up my life? Come and be my little wife. You are the only girl I ever cared about. He has gone beyond recall, and I love him after all. And she saw the couple on the street next day. He called on her to wait, introduced his cousin Kate. Now she's happy 'cause she softly heard him say, you are the only girl I ever cared about. You are the one I love and cannot live without. Won't you brighten up my life? Come and be my little wife. You are the only girl I ever cared about. You are the girl I ever cared about. You are the one I love and cannot live without. Won't you brighten up my life? Come and be.
Ramp Festival today. There was a raffle, and someone won the raffle, the prize, and left the prize there. And the prize weighed so much they didn't want to send it to her. So there's this great big basket of stuff that's been donated. It's really good stuff. And it was won by S. Cochran. Is S. Cochran here? Hey, that's yours. Come and get it. What do we do with it?
You can show the stuff.
You want to show some of the stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So these were all items that were donated by merchants in Elkins. And now it's your problem how to get it out of here and get it home. So Hutch, I wanted to know. What did the turtle say when it was riding on the snail's back?
You want to know what the turtle said when it was riding on the snail's back? Giddy up! Giddy up! Hey, we're working hard backstage trying to come up with this stuff.